Nakar nenadoma po zraku mimo njiju prileti riba. Kravi se spogledata in reče prva drugi:
Svašta.
Svaštarnica na Radiu Študent.
Današnje novice spreminjamo v usmrtnice.
Pioniri avantgardnega garažnega rock'n'rolla The Monks so ostali brez svojega frontmana Garyja Burgerja, ki je umrl v 73. letu starosti za posledicami raka na trebušni slinavki. Gary je svojo kariero pričel leta 1964 v zasedbi Torquays, kasneje preimenovani v The Monks. Zasedba je sicer delovala le dobra tri leta in se vrnila na sceno leta 1999, je pa pomembna predvsem zaradi vpliva na druge izvajalce.
V soboto pa je svojo življenjsko pot končal tudi bobnar legendarne punk rockerske zasedbe The Stooges, Scott Ashton alias Rock Nation. Scott je leta 2011 preživel kap, od takrat tudi ni več uživo igral v Iggyjevih Stoogesih, v soboto pa je umrl v 65. letu starosti zaradi zaenkrat še neimenovane bolezni.
V petkovih novicah smo poročali o četrtkovem incidentu na vsakoletnem festivalu SXSW. V zvezi z incidentom so v soboto na Austin-Bergstrom International Airportu v Austinu aretirali reperja Tylerja The Creatorja in za njegov prekršek postavili garancijo v vrednosti 25.000 ameriških dolarjev, ki jih je Tyler že plačal in odkorakal na prostost. Oblasti pravijo, da je ravno on s svojim spodbujevalnim oziroma hujskaškim obnašanjem botroval k udoru poslušalcev na prizorišče, s čimer naj bi ključno pripomogel k nevarnosti na prizorišču. Tyler je ljudem, ki so bili zunaj, vzklikal puš, 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 nato pa je na prizorišče vdrlo nekaj sto obiskovalcev. Mediji so ga hitro povezali s konkretnim kaosom z dvema smrtnima izidoma in 23 ranjenci. A Tyler v svojih tweetih zaenkrat odgovarja, da ni kriv za nobeno smrt, saj je nastopil na dan po tragičnem dogodku in na drugem odru istega festivala. Zato med dogodkoma seveda ni nikakršne resnejše povezave.
Medtem ko enega največjih reperskih upov zadnja leta, Jaya Electronico, še vedno čakamo, da izda svoj dolgo napovedovani in še dlje pričakovani prvenec pri Jay-Z-jevi založbi Rocks Nation, je ta vikend na svetovnem spletu pristala njegova doslej neizdana kompozicija Better in Tune with the Infinite, na kateri gostuje R&B pevka Latonya Given.
Up such truth as the truth of God to the people, I do think that he's within his right to stay out of the sight of the people until he has won everything to himself, as the Bible referred for us to it like this, that he's something like a king looking for a kingdom, and that he go and he visit the people, and then he leaves the people and goes away and wait until the time when that he can secure the kingdom. Then he returns to the people that he had made himself manifest. So I think that is a pretty good answer.
Well, I wouldn't do anything without consulting my crystal. Right. Let's go inside here. We'll come along. I'll show you.
That's right here. Sit right down here. That's it. This is the same genuine, magic, authentic crystal used by the priests of Isis and Osiris in the days of the pharaohs of Egypt, in which Cleopatra first saw the approach of Julius Caesar and Mark Antony, and so on and so on. Now, you'd better close your eyes, my child, for a moment in order to be better in tune
with the infinite.
It's frustrating when you just can't express yourself. And it's hard to trust enough to undress yourself. Stand exposed and naked in a world full of hatred, where the sick thoughts of mankind control all the sacred. I pause, take a step back, record all the setbacks, and fast forward towards the stars in the jetpack. My feet might fail me, my heart might ail me. The synagogues of Satan might accuse or jail me. Strip, crown, nail me, brimstone, hail me. They might defeat the flesh, but they could never ever kill me. They might feel the music, but could never ever feel me. To the lawyers, to the sheriffs, to the judges, to the debt holders and lawmakers, fuck you, sue me, bill me. That name on that birth certificate, that ain't the real me. The lies can't conceal me. The sunrise and the moon tides and the sky's gonna reveal me. My brain pours water out, my tear ducts to heal me. My Lord's too beneficent. The message grab a hold to every ear it get whispered in. The waters in the bayous of New Orleans still glistening. The universe is listening. Be careful what you say in it. My grandma told me every bed a nigga make, he lay in it. The church you go to pray in it. Work is on the outside. Staring out the windows is for love songs and house flies.
Ooh, I got something to say. Ooh, I got something to say. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow. Tomorrow is on the way. Oh, yeah. You don't have time to wait. No, no, no. No. Gotta get it right, get it right.
Yesterday is gone.
Yesterday is gone.
Ponočnjaki smo ob ponedeljkovem večeru obsojeni na dogajanje v Metelkovskem mestu.
Ob 20.30 boste lahko stopili v klub Gromka, kjer kani pol ure kasneje nastopiti švedska superskupina Fire. V postavi Mats Gustafsson, ki bo skrbel za saksofone, Fender Rhodes in elektrofonijo, Johan Bertling bo na basu, na tolkalih in bobnih pa najdemo Andresa Verlina. Fire se bodo predstavili v sklopu Defonije, predstavili pa bodo mešanico džezovske psihadelije, garažnih rock, riffov in še česa. Vstopnica vas bo olajšala za 8 evropskih.
Deseta večerna je čas, ko svoja vrata odpre serijalka Dablab v Channel Zero. Tam se bo ob domači podpori danes predstavil ameriški ambasador dubstepa gospodič Joe Nice. Domači pridih bosta večeru dodala Pierre, ki predstavlja ekipo Roots in Session, ter dvojec Dub Digas, za vstop pa bo potrebno odšteti 4 evre.
Tokratnjo svaštarnico je spisal Giza, lahko si jo pogledate tudi na spletni strani radija student.si. To je pa to. Če vam je všeč, jo slište lahko tudi naslednji ponedeljek.
Pa vsak dan.
Evo.
Dve kravi sedita na najvišji veji v drevesni krošnji. Ena bere, druga na tranzistorju posluša radio Student. Na kar nenadoma po zraku mimo njiju prileti riba. Kravi se spogledata in reče prva drugi:
svašta.
Svaštarnica na Radiju Student.